Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mike, I got one question for you. How much money you think Randy Mack's making off those signed autographs he just got done?
Man, we just said Randy loves human interaction. He just can't get enough of it. Especially when Georgia fans corner him and start chatting about the late 90s, early 2000s, and then his transition to the NFL. No, it was funny. We were joking around. We said, Randy, as soon as you leave, you know, some guy's going to show up. Oh, this is Jesse from Tucker. I just drove over here as fast as I could, and I was kind of hoping that Randy Mack had signed my baby's head. But I guess he done left.
Yeah, he's gone, sir. He's gone.
A darn good dog.
He is a darn good dog.
But anyway, but Randy, it's so funny. As soon as we started talking about it, hey, make sure you get here and ask Randy for autographs.
He was so hot.
But anyway, Randy Mack got the house to himself this weekend as the family's out of town. So it's kind of funny. I have to admit, my wife's playing golf. She's not listening right now. My wife's out of town all last week.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. I told Carl, I come home from work. Usually it takes about a half hour or so to get home. And all I want to do, you know, just she always makes a great dinner, and it's always fantastic. But her thing now is to commentate during the news.
Oh.
So 7 o'clock, I just want to watch the national news. Now, again, whatever you think, if the network is slanted or whatever, I just want to try to get the headlines because we've been on the radio for 4 hours.
Sure.
And then as soon as the story comes on, well, no, that's not true. So I get like the Fox News MAGA report during the news. I just want to get the news. That combined with the snoring, I'm with Randy Mack. Sometimes less is more.
Hey, we all, I said this last time Michelle went away.
I like my space with my dog.
We all need that time. Men, I'm speaking
men,
to you.
Men.
We all need that time where it's just you wake up and it's your domain. You don't have to worry about anything. There's nothing. And I told you, man, I was a slob for like three days.
Yeah.
I was a complete slob.
I'm making coffee in the kitchen without any drawers on.
No,
who's going to complain?
I was the best.
On that note, Brian McFadden's ready for us.
All right, man, let's talk to B Mac. He is our guy, and of course, CBS NFL analyst, 2-time Super Bowl champion. B, you know what the news is, and I want to get your opinion now. Do not be biased. You like the Aaron Rodgers move? We've been talking about it all offseason, and now that it's here, do you really like it for the Steelers?
Yes, I like it, and here's why. And I'm not being biased, guys, but hear me out. I like it because he's a better quarterbacking option than Skylar Thompson and Mason Rudolph. I like it because he gives you more to hope for with the season. Do I believe the Steelers with Aaron Rodgers is a legit Super Bowl champion? Nope, I do not. But I believe with Aaron Rodgers, he gives you the element of hope, hoping that you see competitive play, hoping that you see some type of consistency, and giving a reason for fans to stand when they're watching the Steelers play. You wouldn't have that same hope if you knew you were going to battle with Mason Rudolph as your day one starter or Skylar Thompson, whoever came out of camp in the QB1 role. So that's why I like it. It makes sense. He was the best available option. And like I said, even though he's at the end of his career, let's keep it real, he's a better quarterback than Mason Rudolph and Skylar Thompson.
It is funny, B, because like 2 months ago, we were having conversations about maybe Shedeur Sanders will fall to the Steelers in the first round. Now, meanwhile, they're going to get all their eggs in the basket. We were saying earlier, everyone loves Coach Tomlin. He's the kind of guy you'd love to have repping your team. But if we're honest, that resume has gotten real thin. They're not winning playoff games. How much pressure is on him this year? It's almost like it's Super Bowl or bust.
There's no pressure on Mike Tomlin because if things does not work out, it wasn't like you thought they would work out. That's the thing. Because even with Aaron Rodgers, like I said, they're not a Super Bowl champion, contender. You guys feel the same way. All the listeners that are driving in the car listening to me, they feel the same way. So if they don't reach that pinnacle throughout the year, you're not disappointed because you didn't expect that. Now, to your point, Steelers fans are very, very spoiled. Look at it like this. If you were born in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000, and as of late 20 years ago, you've seen the Steelers win a championship if they've been your favorite team. How many fan bases can say that? Think about it. Not many, right? So, because of the success, past success, they want more every year, and that's what they expect. That's why you hear these speculations here in and year out when you talk about the one-and-done scenarios in the playoffs. What's going on with Mike Tomlin? As of right now, Mike Tomlin's seat is not hot, and it won't be hot if things don't work out this year.
Ooh. Brian McFadden, let me ask you this.
That's a bold prediction.
It is. Because you played on Super Bowl teams. You talk about Aaron Rodgers going to the Steelers, and they're not a contender, or at least, you know, in our minds. And you're right. I do feel
right
that
now.
Way. I think they're better because he is a better quarterback overall. But when did you know? When did you guys know when you were on those teams that we got a real shot? Because I think it happens before you get to the 7-0s, 8-0s, 10-1. The record, you start to get a sense, right, of like, this is coming together. And I say that because you're right. The Steelers right now, I don't see them as that. But teams, as the season gets going, hell, in 16, we didn't think the Falcons were a Super Bowl team.
Right.
But as the season moved, we were like, okay, man, this offense is crazy. Defense is halfway decent. Like, you start feeling good. When did you guys know?
Well, we knew, and I'll say this with both cases, with the two Super Bowl teams I was a part of. We actually knew Mike Carr before we got to week one. We knew once training camp was over, and here's why we knew. Number one, the level of competition every day. It didn't matter how mentally drained or physically drained we were. Every day, the level of competition was intense. It was like every day we're fighting for our life in terms of remaining as a starter or a role player trying to become a starter. Number two, we saw how much depth we had every area on the football field. And you know, you guys know this watching the game, depth is super important, especially when guys go down. And you know guys will go down. Injuries will happen. So we saw the depth that we had throughout our team. We saw how intense the competition was. And all that did was build confidence. So we felt like, you know what? No one is really thinking we have a shot, especially the second Super Bowl, because the second Super Bowl, we went for this strength of schedule out of every NFL team.
That year you guys had the hardest schedule? That year?
The hardest schedule. That 2008 season, we had the hardest schedule. People were saying, prediction-wise, before the season kicked off, we probably would finish third in the division, best-case scenario. Because the year before, remember in 2007, the Browns made the playoffs with Derek Anderson. So they came in, returning a lot of their key contributors. Of course, Baltimore was Baltimore. Cincinnati was Cincinnati. So most people said best-case scenario for the Steelers with this schedule, they're going to finish third. But we knew coming out of camp, yo, we're better than what people think. And it, as you said with the Falcons, that Super Bowl run, you guys started to see it in the midst of the season. Like, wow, they actually got a shot. But we felt that way coming out of training camp before week one.
Okay. Wow, man. Three Pro Bowlers on that team, of course, go on to beat the Arizona Cardinals down in Tampa.
Great Super Bowl.
In a historic Super Bowl. Our man, B-Mac, Brian McFadden's with us, guys. We spent a lot of time, B-Mac, talking about Kyle Pitts. A lot of stories the last couple of weeks about he may be on the trading block. He has an injury. Next week, it's mandatory minicamp. Would you trade Kyle Pitts, or would you make him sort of sing for his supper? We were talking about this the other day. Maybe get a compensatory pick. I want to keep him and see what he can do for one more year. How would you play it with Kyle Pitts?
Yo, I never heard that one, sing for his supper. I never heard that one before. You know, it depends on what you're getting in return, guys. Let's keep it real. If you're getting a nice pick in return. I think you got to entertain that because, to your point, if you want to see what Kyle Pitts has, because no one will ever question the potential of Kyle Pitts, the athleticism of Kyle Pitts. He just hasn't been able to put it all together outside of his rookie year. Let's say, hypothetically speaking, he puts it together this year. For whatever reason, things start to fall in his favor. You know what type of contract he's going to ask for. So if you're Atlanta, if you're not willing to pay him top echelon tight end money, right, and you have other teams thinking about a pretty good pick in return, if you trade him, I think you gotta entertain that. Now, if you're Atlanta, if you're Terry Fontenot, and you say, you know what, if Kyle Pitts gives us 900 yards and 8 touchdowns, he's probably going to ask for decent money. Heck, if he gives us 1,200 yards and 6 touchdowns, he's going to ask for decent money. Are we willing to pay him that, knowing that he's been up and down, to say the least? If that's a question that you strongly got to consider, you don't know the answer to, then you got to entertain what other teams are offering you.
Anthony Richardson's going to be sidelined for mandatory minicamp.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Lord.
So, Daniel Jones, they signed him in the offseason. I think Daniel Jones has a really good opportunity to start, and not just because of this situation, but I don't think Anthony Richardson is helping himself.
Nope.
Where are you at on this?
Man, I feel the same way. I feel if Anthony Richardson was healthy and wasn't going to miss any time, Daniel Jones was going to win that job. That was Daniel Jones' job to lose. When you make it known that it's a legit competition, when you bring in a guy who has started the majority of his games as in his career, you're letting Anthony Richardson know, bruh, you better bang it. You better bring it. And now he's hurt. He's hurt. OTAs, bruh, everything is on air. There's not legit competition. It's not intense right now, OTAs. You guys know that. You guys see Atlanta practice in OTAs. Now he's hurt. Now when you look at everything that has happened with Anthony Richardson in his career, he tapped out because he said he was tired. That's one thing. Yeah. You never tell in a game, I need to come out and I'm tired. And you play quarterback. You got to be a receiver doing something like that, not the quarterback. Number two, offseason, he went and put himself to sleep for a full body tattoo, right? He was healthy then. Now, as you get ready to get into the meat and potatoes of your offseason, now you're hurt. Now I'll say this to Anthony Richardson's defense. They did him an injustice in how they drafted him, knowing that he only had 13 starts at Florida and gave him the keys, didn't allow him to go through the process. Now you're ready to kick ties on him. That's not right. You should allow him to really go through the process because he lacked reps. But it didn't work out. Now you're ready to move on. And Anthony Richardson, he just can't stay healthy, and that's going to be an issue for him, especially this year, especially with Daniel Jones there.
Yeah, man. They're going to make him sing for his supper. By the way, that's my Northern Irish grandma said that, so I don't know where it comes from. It's stuck in my head, Pete. Hey, man, before we cut you loose, man, looks like Kirk Cousins is going to be with his team. I know we've asked you before. Real quick, no distraction, right? They're just players are like, hey, that's how Kirk plays his game. Maybe he lies about his health. That's just okay. There'll be no weirdness to have Kirk Cousins here the rest of the summer and maybe waiting for somebody to have an injury at quarterback, and maybe we can still trade him.
Yeah, that's going to be the case because, to your point, before Aaron Rodgers became a Steeler, I think that was the most valuable option to Pittsburgh. But even if Kurt is here throughout training camp as you go through preseason, Kurt will not be a distraction. That's not his DNA. That's not his football personality. Clearly, he wants to start. He's made that known, and he wants an opportunity to be able to show he can still start. That will not happen in Atlanta as long as Michael Penix is healthy. It won't happen at all. So if you're Terry Fontenot, you just kind of hold on to Kirk Cousins until the right opportunity presents itself, because it's not just moving Kirk Cousins. You got to move that $39 million salary as well. So, you know, hopefully, you know, not hopefully, but for Atlanta, you're waiting for an injury to present an opportunity for Kirk Cousins to move on. And as of right now, that's not happening, so he will remain an Atlanta Falcon. But I don't see him being a distraction at all.
Before we let you go, update on the camp. It's this weekend, guys. What's going on? Tell the people how they can get more info.
Yes, sir. This weekend, we're actually kicking off this afternoon at Milton High School at 6 p.m. We have an NIL financial recruiting seminar as well. We have different financial people coming in to speak to the parents and the prospects about different accounts that they could look to set up. We have NIL, you know, folks talking about as a high school prospect in the state of Georgia, you can reap the benefits of your name, image, and likeness. What to do in those cases when you have 92.9 the game reaching out to you and want to pay you for some segments? You know, how should you handle the payments, tax ramifications on these NIL opportunities, and then recruiting as well. You know, a lot of these parents, guys, they don't know the proper questions to ask these coaches that are selling their kid every dream in the book. You know, I understand parents want to know how much money they can get, but what about the football side of things? What's the depth chart looking like? Is this a committable offer? You're offering my son, but if he wanted to commit today, would you say, yes, we'll take him, or would you say, no, not right now? Because a lot of kids out here, when you look at social media and they posting 20 and 40 offers, all of those offers are not real. And these kids are not aware of that. So these are the things we want to disclose to them before we get on the grass on Saturday and Sunday. Hit me up on my social media account if you want any information, BMAC_SportsTalk on X, Instagram, Facebook. Inbox me. I can give you any information that you might need to know. If you want to register, still time to register.
Great job. BMAC, enjoy the weekend. Great job, and good luck with the camp this weekend, brother.
Thank you.
I'm going to be there Sunday, Carl. I'm doing a seminar on how to trip a receiver as he passes you.
Okay.
As a corner.
I think guys are going to pick up on that pretty good.
It's my skill set.
Yeah, he's right about all those offers, man. I mean, look, I don't want to bang on anybody's, you know, success. But back in the day, we used to get letters. And you'd get all these letters, Mike, and they weren't offering.
No.
They were just saying, hey, we see you. You look good. that's pretty much. And everybody would be like, man, I got this letter from Michigan. And you'd be like, okay.
No, you got a letter from me.
It didn't mean anything. And now it's all digital, right? Now it's all digital. All right, man, we got more to dive into. More NFL news. The Aaron Rodgers stuff is driving the day with the NFL. More on our Braves as well. But when we come back, a huge potential deal in the NBA that could affect the Hawks. Next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know what it is. Thanks for B-Mac stopping by, talking about the Steelers. He thinks Aaron Rodgers is going to help them.
I think he's too close to it.
Mike, I said, don't be biased. He's like, I'm not going to be biased. Got to give a shout-out to John, who is one of our listeners. He came up. John walked up to me and said, I don't know what's bothering me more. And not necessarily in this order, and I just started to laugh. And he said, Iglesias, Aaron Rodgers, Kyle Pitts, or Kirk Cousins. And I had to laugh because, again, in no specific order, he's right. They all are like, they're all little things that are just right here, just jabbing us, right? Like, ugh. Iglesias, guys, Mike said it. We gotta find a new closer. And that's not easy to do, especially when you're talking about the trade deadline when everybody's looking to improve their bullpen.
Right.
He has not been quality this year. And I'm over the excuses. He's too wobbly. I said it weeks ago on social media. And, you know, I was like, he's just been too much of a wobble. You saw it again yesterday. And so that's bugging us. The Aaron Rodgers thing is just, it's Aaron Rodgers, right? It's just the whole non-committal, I'll do what I want, and, you know, people want me, and it just bugs you. The Kyle Pitts thing, we don't know what the heck is going on, whether they're trying to trade him or not. The reports are they're not. Then they were. Okay, if they're not, then let's commit wholeheartedly to Kyle Pitts and let's make him the best player. Mike, let's make Pitts the best Pitts he can be,
right?
To quote Ra. And so that bugs us. And then the Kirk Cousins thing is bugging us because we can't get away from it. No matter what we do, it's like it's right here. Like every time we go, well, you know, Penix, what about Cousins? I don't want to talk about Cousins anymore.
I would prefer to have Penix have a clean slate. Without, and again, thanks to Kirk for wishing me well when I was in the hospital a few months ago.
You dogged him out on that.
I said, sorry, thanks for your mention. You know, sorry it didn't work out.
You could have just said, thank you. You're a terrific quarterback. Instead, you took it there.
You and I, unlike most people in the media, when I talk ish about someone, I generally let them know if they're not aware of it. Oh, by the way, I've talked ish about you, so I'm going to let you know for the record.
You're in a hospital.
Yes.
On a bed with all these devices hooked up to you,
right.
And you check social media, bloop, bloop, and it's Kirk Cousins saying, hey, bud, wish you the best. And you're immediately in Mike Bell mode. You son of a – you – And I'm like, wait a minute.
I had a little tiny slinky stent in my heart.
Wait a minute.
In one of the valves. And I said, hey, man, thanks for reaching out. Sorry it didn't work out here. That's all I said.
I just can't even believe you just didn't accept him. Hey, thanks, Kurt. You're a heck of a guy.
Because I live and bleed for this Falcons team. I'm a season ticket holder. By the way, guys at the gym today go, if they heard my rant about Terry McGurk and the ownership group, he goes, guess you're never getting free tickets. We don't want free tickets. We pay for our tickets. Dukes and Bell, we don't sit behind home plate like some nincompoops that are on the company paycheck. We earn our tickets.
Are we clear?
Crystal. I wouldn't take free tickets from the Braves. Nor the Falcons. That's how we roll. Thank you. I pay my freight.
That's why you see us in the stands, man.
That's it. Because that way, no one can see. I don't like anyone, and maybe the kids out there don't understand, having leverage.
No, don't get me wrong. I like free.
I love free.
I like free.
But then if I can't tell you how I really feel about a team because they gave me free tickets, it kind of, you know, it's a moot point. By the way, our server is so sassy. She is giving sexy and sassy. She's giving Carl heat today. She's like, I'm in control here. I control whether you get the drinks or not. I control whether you get the food. She's really dropping the hammer on you, man.
Well, look, I came in. She had a little bit of an attitude.
She got like this Barbie Benton.
And I appreciated it.
Kind of like a Barbie Benton kind of vibe for those who of a certain age. Look, if you're not Google Barbie Benton, you'll be like, oh, she was sexy.
And she had this attitude. And I said to her, I said, look, this attitude's got to go. And she said, excuse me? And I said, I like her. This is going to work today. This is going to work. So, no, she's doing a great job.
But, I like sass and class. Well, she's got them both.
Let me ask you a question about the – thank you, John, for coming out, man. Appreciate you. Let me ask you this, though. The Knicks apparently are allegedly rumors
right.
out there that they are willing to go all in to get Giannis Antetokounmpo. And I got to tell you guys, if that happens, the Knicks will be back in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yes, they will.
Year, okay? The problem is they're not going to keep Kat to get Giannis. So if they do this, and by the way, why? Maybe we are. Maybe we're in on this. But if we're not, I'm going to be upset to find out that we're not. if Giannis is this available, we should be in on this as well. But the Knicks, look, right. They were this close. They just fired their head coach. Rumors also are out there that they want to talk to Jason Kidd.
Yeah, I saw Jason Kidd and Bill Walton's son. Luke Walton on the short list.
Interesting.
I guess Jason Kidd realizes, you know, you will have Cooper Flagg, and that'd be kind of a cool relationship. Jason Kidd working with Cooper Flagg in the NBA, if you're a Mavericks fan, but perhaps he feels he wants to try to make it work up there. I love the idea of one of the top five players doesn't need to be in Milwaukee, with all due respect, needs to be in the bigger markets.
Yeah.
And I think this would be great for the NBA.
I do too. But I'm saying the Knicks, they make this move, Mike, they're going to have to give up Cat. As part of the trade.
You and I were just talking about it. I would keep the Villanova guys. You got to keep Robinson because Robinson cleans the glass. And everything else is
Hart.
Everything's the goal. Hart, I thought Hart had a terrible series against Indianapolis.
I did too.
Indiana, I should say. But I'd love to see.
Bridges!
I'd love to see Giannis here.
I would too.
But we got to give up a lot of stuff. The Knicks have got better stock to give than we do.
At this point, that's part of the problem.
Day-Day just kind of made the squinch face.
Well, look.
But it's true. They got more trade stock than we do.
Here's the thing. I would tell you, and some people would say, well, Dukes, let's give up Jalen and go get Giannis. Cat is a more established player. He just is.
Yeah.
Jalen
just didn't play three quarters of the season last year.
And as much as I love what I think the potential of Jalen's going to be, and by the way, our very good friend of the show, L-Dub, as we call her on TV, Lauren Williams, interviewed Trae Young. And I want to read this to you while we're talking about this because this was very interesting. Articles at AJC.com. But he told our Lauren Williams, she comes on the show all the time, that the Thunder is motivating him, Mike.
Oh.
It's even more motivating for me. I want to win a championship bad. Part of what Trae Young said in this article in which he spoke to Lauren Williams, it's out there. And
Oklahoma City kid.
Correct. So he's saying, watching this, which, you know, again, when he was growing up, it was Durant and, you know, Harden and those guys. And he was always there. His dad talked about having season tickets. And now you see this new mix of players. And he's like, I want to get there. I want to do this. And he's saying, I want to get a championship bad. I don't think Trae is lying about this.
And there's, by the way,
I don't.
Anybody's got a problem with Trae saying that? That's the guy who wants to win.
Yes.
And, again, imagine growing up watching Russell Westbrook and Durant and the beard. You know, did he have the beard all the way back then?
He did.
But, I mean, it is a team which has shown you the way to do it. That's why if we are, I guess we're going to stand pat with Anse Sala as our GM. We never hired anyone?
Not yet.
Kind of got lost in the news cycle. You and I were on this about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
There were rumors about the GM from Toronto, president.
They're letting it cool off.
So we ain't got a job offer in place.
Not yet.
All right. Well, I mean, I hope he's got a plan. This is underwhelming. I mean, there's only two teams left. If you want to talk to somebody in Oklahoma City, I'm all ears. But still, strange.
We will see if the Knicks go all in for Giannis.
If I was Trae, I'd demand a trade. He's got one more year here. Then he's going to opt out.
Yeah.
But, you know, and maybe he'll give it another go. But this play-in rut crap and an owner that won't get in the luxury tax, we're only going to use up to $40 million, but not a penny more of our available cap space. Get the out of here with that.
Got a
that's
team
not
build.
Get, that's not going to get us where those teams are.
Got a team build, man. We haven't drafted like OKC.
Right.
Nor have we gone out and acquired the players that the Pacers have.
We got too many owners more worried about real estate than results.
We're coming back. Are we clear?
Crystal.
Yeah, man. No man's on the way. We're live at Twin Peaks and Buckhead. It's Dukes and Bell.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Our man Tinker. Tinker is here.
We're just
having a good time.
Talking about Pantera and Metallica, Carl, from Tuesday night.
The show in which they didn't play enough hits for Mike.
Nobody likes that album from 23. I don't know. Do you like that album, Tinker? Exactly. See, he goes, which one? Yeah, too many songs on that record. I need more than 16 songs in 2 hours, Carl. That's just
me. No, bro, I hear you. I mean, you want your money's worth. Oh, the tickets were free. Hey, man, we're hanging out.
No, they weren't free.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Did I blow that?
No.
Twin Peaks, Buckhead is where we're at. We're hanging out here on a Friday. Come on out, man. We'd love to get a chance to see you. Coming up, we got Mike's got some guy talk. Also, we're going to talk about the latest with the Dogs. Interesting comments from a former Alabama quarterback about the Dogs. You have to hear it, and we will play it for you.
And I got to be honest, it kind of surprised me when I heard it.
Yeah, for sure. That's at 4 o'clock, guys. More on our Braves as well, as they are out west taking on the Giants starting tonight. Look, we're all frustrated. We know. Mike and I were on the air when this debacle happened yesterday, and many of you called in, and thank you guys for listening. But I got to see something change. Like, it's easy for us to sit here and talk about all this stuff, but if nothing changes, Mike, then, as I said, this can get worse. So I don't think it will. Like, I keep thinking about the talent on this team, and at some point it's got to click. But even if it does, man, if we keep playing like this, we're going to be 14, 15, 16 games out. Guys, it is extremely hard to come back and make yourself a playoff team when you are out of the race by 15, 16, 17. It just is. Well, and right now, what are we looking at, 11 and a half?
Well, we're a team that's 7 games under 500. The Giants are a team that's 7 games over 500. Just 3 games out in the most competitive division you could argue
they're
in baseball.
Good. They're good.
In the NL West. And their run differentials are a hell of a lot better than ours. And that's another franchise. You know, we talk about the Ravens in football, certain teams that are always in the mix. Giants, they may take a step back, but they're always in the mix.
They make good moves. I agree, Mike. Hey, Guy Talks on the way. Stay there, man. Right now, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
All right, guys, it's Friday. We made it. Another weekend is upon us.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. And again, shout out to Twin Peaks. Thanks for them having us out today. So, NBA Finals kickoff last night. What a game. Obviously, Indiana pulls off what some are saying is an upset. If you were on the end of the stick that, you know, OKC was going to run this thing, right? SGA does drop 38 points in the loss. So, my first Yeah Man, No Man for you guys. If OKC turns around, wins this series despite last night's loss, could SGA be the first player since Steph Curry in 2014-2015 to win regular season MVP and finals MVP in the same season?
If they win.
Yes.
Absolutely. Because he had a monster game one, right? 38.
Yeah.
And remember, I heard you doing your commercial for was it Underdog?
Yes,
Underdog,
yes. Yes.
And I was like, under. And he went over.
Yeah. He did.
In a big way.
Yeah, because it was higher or lower 33.
Hartenstein and Holmgren didn't do their jobs. He definitely did his job.
No, not at all. And so, yeah, listen, and it's been a decade is what you're telling me. It's been 10 years since somebody won the regular season MVP and then the finals MVP in the same season. If OKC is able to win and he continues to do what he did. Look, they had no answers for him last night.
True.
I don't think they're going to figure it out. Look, they don't have a matchup for him. There was a play last night, Mike. It was early in the game. And I want to say Pascal Siakam was guarding him, and he was on the baseline. And you can probably you can find it or whatever. But it was just one of these random plays. And literally SGA pushes him off with this arm. Yeah.
Yes.
And clears space. Like, get off me. Mm-hmm. Like, creates 2 feet of space and just pulls up for the jumper and hits it right on the baseline. And I'm like, they didn't call it. It wasn't an offensive foul. That's just – he knows how to get his shot.
But I will say this, and Kendrick Perkins talked about this on SVP last night, is the frustration level with SGA. Similar, I'm not saying it's as bad as Brunson with the Knicks in Game 6 in Indy, but he was out of his comfort zone. He was getting physical. He was talking some ish. There's a lot of stuff going on. Obi Toppin, some of these guys are really getting physical with him.
And he's not that dude.
And it's not really his game.
Yep. Right.
So if you're Indy, I do love that kind of chippiness. It's kind of like a hockey thing. Right. You know, there's always a guy on, like, the third line that's, like, that guy that's just man, poking the bear. And, man, Indiana continues to do that.
Yeah, man, to the question for me is he can definitely be MVP of this series.
Yes, he can. He can even be the MVP if they lose.
He might be. We haven't had that in forever.
Right.
But he could be.
All right, we shall see.
Jerry West did that, by the way.
Yeah, Jerry West. All right. Speaking of hockey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
The Women's College World Series drew 2.1 million in their game one, right?
People love that softball.
And Stanley Cup Finals game one drew 2.42 million. Yeah, man, no man. Women's College World Series drawing that kind of audience that close to the NHL, to the Stanley Cup Finals, is great for softball or bad for NHL?
Bit of both. I mean, we know that everybody out there listening to the show, whether your child, male or female, plays baseball, softball, whatever, gymnastics, softball moves the meter. And we're seeing that on TV. And that's why they're going to try to run up the flagpole, have a professional softball league, and see if people will support that. Although I would think some of these girls have to take a pay cut, especially that pitcher for Texas Tech.
That's true.
But the NHL... I mean, if you follow the NHL, these are the two best teams. It's a rematch of last year. Dreisaitl, McDavid, Tkachuk, Bobrovsky. I mean, the Panthers are loaded. So if the NHL can't get juice on this, that's a sad commentary. It's not on big TV. It's on not on ABC. It's on TNT. So I don't know if that helps, but, hey, same argument. It's on ESPN. You're talking about the women's softball. Right. So I think it's great for softball, bad for the NHL.
Game three tonight, by the way, Texas Tech, women's softball, hook 'em.
But hockey's almost like what baseball is, Carl, as far as the regional audience, not making excuses.
I agree.
But they should be never in the same conversation as women's softball.
I don't disagree. And part of that is, Mike, let's be honest, it's Edmonton, right? I mean, you know.
It's one of the best players in the world.
In the world.
And if you put somebody from Los Angeles, I don't know. If he's in Los Angeles, it's the Kings versus the Panthers. I don't know.
Blackhawks?
It's tough, man, because of all the American of the original six, all four teams, Rangers, Red Wings, Bruins, did not make the playoffs this year.
That's right.
So those heritage teams are out. But still, this is a hell of for. I mean, I'm in the minority because I'm a hockey nerd.
Right.
But this is a hell of a great rematch from last year. If this isn't moving the meter, that's bad for the NHL.
I'm with Mike. And the crazy thing is, they got a bump from the All-Star game because it was such an impactful thing with the U.S. versus the international guys. I thought it was great, and they got a bump. Everybody's like, man, this is good. I'm with Mike. I am all in on these NHL finals. It is great hockey if you're a hockey fan. But the women's softball, we got to give them props.
Yeah.
People are digging it. They have stars, and it's competitive. Right. And when you got those elements, guys, you're going to get an audience.
All right, here we go. Tom Cruise. You saw this.
Oh, yeah.
You saw this.
Crazy.
He was awarded the Guinness World Record for Mission Impossible 8, a Mission Impossible 8 stunt.
Final reckoning.
Yes. The most burning parachute jumps by an individual, 16 for him. So my Yeah Man, No Man.
That's how many times they did
That's how many times they did it. So my yeah man, no man, because I'm a Tom Cruise fan, throw out the window anything he's associated with outside of acting. Tom Cruise is the Hollywood GOAT.
I was going to say, I will tell you what I'm amused by right now are these guys, you've seen these videos or these memes where people are like, I'm on my way to go see Final Reckoning, and the dude's driving in a car. And then he looks over, and there's this dude running, and he's running to the theater. It's the funniest thing, because Tom Cruise is running in all his movies. First of all, that stunt is amazing. Yeah. If you haven't seen the movie Final Reckoning, the parachute on fire thing, and it all ties in. But I'm like, and I saw it live, and I'm like, did he do that? And I literally whispered to my wife, I was like, did he do that stunt? And she's like, there's no way he did that. And I was like, okay. And then you're telling me he did. Is he the GOAT?
He's the GOAT as far as action heroes.
Good call. Okay. There you go.
Now, I like that. I will say this too, and I don't know. We always preface because, again, we got listeners from 18 to 78 and older. But, Carl, he did the Vietnam movie where he comes back, you know, as a paraplegic. He did, you know, some really good theatrical stuff.
You didn't like Shogun?
I love Shogun, but it's totally implausible. Everybody's dead except for Tom Cruise. Okay. Now this is where Carl gets mad at me because I go, all right, everybody's been shot by Gatling guns and cannon, and Ken Watanabe is dying in his arms. It's a perfect. And meanwhile, Tom Cruise has been shot 7 times, and they have no Bactine. Okay, there's no antiseptic.
He could survive.
I mean, I don't think they got that stuff to Japan by the 1870s. Okay, he's dead.
He's not
and
dead.
Then he limps in with one leg to give the sword to the emperor.
It was incredible.
Freaking DOA, man.
He was not dead. He was not dead.
Get out of here on that. But no, but he's a tremendous, he was a great actor, acting. But now he's known for probably the last 2 generations for all action stuff.
Yeah. All right, cool. Last one. I think we got a couple of minutes. So last night, I get home after a long day at work here, and I kind of knew about one project, but the other one I wasn't really ready for. But walk in the house, I have to fix a toilet handle, and then I have to unclog another toilet.
You had a miserable day. By the way, what are the people eating in your home?
Well, 4 boys, so you can only imagine.
Oh, good Lord.
There's nothing they don't eat.
Good Lord.
But, yeah, man, no, man, having to go home and do labor at home after a full day's work is just the worst.
I'll jump in here because that's the beauty of my life. Know your role. I married a woman who grew up on a farm. Becky fixes everything. No idea. No, I mean, now granted, when my cousin was here with my nephew, they did stop up the toilet between the two of them. So, we had to plunge it, break out the plunger. And so by the way, I'm like, well, you don't use a plunger, Tony? Like, what the hell? You grew up in Staten Island. Anyway, I was like, able to do. That's as far as it goes for me. So, no, I'm out of my depth. And I would not know what to do to what you had to do. Carl?
You had to fix the toilet handle.
Yes.
That's easy. And then you had to plunge another one.
I had to plunge another one.
And that depends on what boy went.
Right.
And by the way, there's an art to plunging. You got to, you know,
there is.
Watch
there
your
is.
Water level.
No, there
watch
is.
Your water level.
Yeah, and if you go too fast.
Yeah, because nobody wants to clean that up.
All right. No, man, look, it's to your point, it will wreck your night because you're like, I didn't expect this. I came home. I was ready to chill. Now I'm having to deal with all this extra. But, yeah, stuff like that I can deal with, man. But, you know, Mike will tell you, I'll call somebody in a heartbeat, bro. I don't play. I don't play. Like, I'll come home and she'll be like, this is broke. You know who to call. I am not about to get involved in that.
Last night, I guess Coweta County, they was doing some work on the power lines. They're laying some cables, Carl. So the power must have gone on and off a few times in the house because you see the lights blinking on the microwave. So I look at Becky, I'm like, the Nest says there's a thing. And Becky's like, I'm on it. So she gets in her office. She's on the computer, reprograms the Nest. I'm like, thank you. It's an NBA right now.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm not ashamed to tell you guys. By the way, Yeah Man, No Man's brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Day-Day, you good?
I'm good, man. All right. No toilets to fix today. They're all out of town.
All right, man. Have a great weekend. We're coming back. We're live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. More to get to. Steve Coonan is out today. We will not get a chance to talk to him until next week, all right? So we're looking forward to that, especially with the NBA Finals going on and the offseason. The draft is ahead, so we'll talk to him next week. But when we come back, one former Alabama quarterback said, what about the dogs? It's next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.